Yo, this is your brother Speech from Arrested Development. And as always, y'all, keep listening to Hip Hop Digest Show. Peace.
Oh, bro, got something for you. Drunk and disorderly down at Joe Britt's new place, busting it up pretty good.
I'll take it.
Wait a minute, that's a black joint. You know I take care of all black joints. Now, look, don't want nobody to take my job away from me.
And I'd like for people to know that I'm back. See, I don't want anyone to start wondering.
Well then, why don't we all just go down there together?
Obra, it used to be I gave the orders around here.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green, the Hip Hop Digest, yo. What up?
What's good?
That's what's up. Happy recording day.
Happy recording day.
All right. So let's not hold the listeners up. Let's dive right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest, Smith & Wesson's General Steel is happy for Lil Yachty, but he calls out the dick-riding record industry. The Brooklyn native says he welcomes a new generation of rap, including the often criticized Yachty. It is unfortunate that he's in a light where his antithesis of lyricism is minimal. He's still an artist. He wants to create the type of stuff he's doing, and it is successful. He's still a young kid. He's got a lot of growing to do. Let's allow him to grow into who he'll become. He believes knowing hip-hop history is a crucial component of moving the culture forward. And he goes on to cite the most malign two niggas in hip-hop history. So, who would you think are the most malign niggas in hip-hop history?
Ice.
Hammer.
Okay, those are two good guys to think. But no, everybody who wants to sort of, Yachty's okay, let him cook, as the young people would say, always uses these people, the Rapping Duke and Joski Love. These niggas are the most maligned motherfuckers in hip-hop because everybody who does an article like that or everybody who has an opinion always cites those cats. And like I told Kurt G, how many records did Rappin' Duke make?
I only know one.
Okay. I think maybe he may have made like a 212 inches. Okay.
But that nigga was never hip-hop.
Okay. Well, no, but I'm saying he was a comedy record at that time.
He just made a rap record.
Right. That wasn't. And then right on top of that, they'll say Joski Love. I mean, those two guys.
Pee Wee Herman, right?
Right.
But hold on, though. Why would they be? I mean, okay, so would I say that Joski Love was a one-hit wonder? Maybe. But the record was hot, though.
Yeah, but what they're saying is that Joski Love wasn't setting. See, what they do is they pick not the low-hanging fruit. I'm talking about apples that done fell off the tree that are rotten to justify what Yachty or what any of these other new niggas, these mumble niggas, is doing. And that's why I really, you know, the Rapping Duke and to a lesser extent, Joski Love, they're the most maligned motherfuckers in hip-hop history. Because you're going to reach back to that. And I know why they're picking the Rapping Duke, because Biggie said it, you know. But I took it from Biggie saying the Rapping Duke, you know, you never thought hip-hop would take it this far. Like, the Rapping Duke was one thing, was a joke. But look at me. Now I'm on the limelight. You know, now I'm at. So that's why they use it. And so Yachty is saying, I'm in a Biggie line, okay? Now I'm the limelight. You know, Rapping Duke was garbage. Now I'm the fucking man. So, anyway, he goes on to say, where did I got here? He goes on to say, he said, what frustrates me is how the industry agents in the industry only highlight one style of music and jump on the bandwagon, and that's what we call dick riding an artist. You know, look, Smith & Wesson, I'm not disrespecting his opinion. I mean, his opinion is shared by a lot of guys of our ilk, you know, but until you can come out and say Yachty's making a lot of money, we're happy for Yachty, you know, it's a good thing, but Yachty can't rhyme. It's a simple thing. It's just real simple. You know, I'm not beating up Yachty. I'm not arguing with Yachty fans about him. That's wonderful. But Yachty is not an MC, and he doesn't rhyme very well. That's all I want to hit for that. That's it. That's all I want older guys, including artists, to come out and say, everybody wants to dance around this shit. Everybody want to throw the rap and duke it. He ain't got nothing to do with this shit.
Niggas is trash, they trash.
I mean, is it, gee, why is that so hard?
It's hard because niggas don't want to alienate anybody. Everybody wants to sing kumbaya when it comes to this shit. They want to try to bring niggas in and try to make, like, you know what, this is the younger people's generation's music, and we don't want to completely shit on it and call it something and call it and just call it shit. But if it's shit, it's shit. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Why can't you call it shit? I don't
understand
it. Because
there's a word, B, that nobody wants to be called.
A hater.
A hater. Nobody wants to be called a hater. You took the word right out of my mouth. It's like, I mean, I don't care. It's your opinion. Your opinion makes you a hater?
Of course. If your opinion doesn't match their opinion, you're a fucking hater.
I guess to me, that's why we're in the pickle we're in now. Because everybody wants to say, oh, you know, the industry is only looking at one type of music.
And we've been saying that. That's the problem. We need the diversity in this shit. Yeah, all they're concentrating on is trap style music.
But trap style music is not getting critiqued. Okay? And look, as far as trap goes, I don't know, maybe 21 Savage is the man, I guess. I don't know anything about that shit. Maybe he is, as far as trap goes. Fuck it. Let him have that lane. Maybe Migos is that shit. Okay, cool. That's wonderful. But if you want the industry to take you seriously, okay, well, what are you bringing to the table? Because you certainly ain't selling records. So you need to say, well, what's the difference between good and bad rapping? Well, usually most trap niggas really can't rhyme that well, but these new New York niggas is really rhyming better than them. Or maybe some new niggas from Oakland is really lyrically tight. Whatever. You can say that, okay? I'm fuck disrespecting Yahtzee and them. They're not good as far as being MCs. But they're wonderful businessmen.
I wouldn't even say that, yo.
They haven't reached that level yet.
Not those guys.
They haven't reached that level yet.
But I'm saying,
I think they are lucky to be in a situation where that's what's being pushed.
I'm willing to are up. Right, but I'm willing to give them credit where credit is due. Okay.
What, they got money?
They got money and they're on the charts heavy.
I hope they're saving it.
And we don't even know if they got money for real.
That's true, because you know them 720 deals.
720. I meant to look it up, but I'm scared.
That's ridiculous, B. We're going to put your ass in a fucking cocoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Twice.
Okay. All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is hackers blast YG and Nipsey's Hustle fuck Donald Trump on radio stations across the country. This past Monday night on Sunny 107.9 in Salem, South Carolina, repeatedly played the anti-Trump anthem for 15 minutes straight.
They couldn't turn that shit off?
The president of Kiwi Broadcasting Group took to Facebook to explain how his radio station was hacked. Our radio station was hacked. We had no control over our playlist. They're playing the unedited version of Fuck Donald Trump on a loop until we finally got control of the situation. He goes on to say that we are not a political station. We do not have a political opinion. He said if the hackers do not like President Trump, then they could go get a sign and stand on a street corner.
That was so much funnier though, B. I'm just imagining the fucking engineers or whoever's in the room, like, turn that shit off. What the fuck? Just reaching for everything they can reach for, trying to turn off everything in the room.
A hacking also happened in Mooresville, North Carolina. A report from the Morrissey Tribune said the hacking occurred on January 24th and the song proceeded to play for 30 straight minutes. Prior to that, multiple hackings occurred at different radio stations. A Sunday Morning Glory 100.5 in San Angelo, Texas. A station in Tennessee 96.7. And another radio station in Evanston, Indiana. All were playing Fuck Donald Trump continuously on loop due to hacking. That is absolutely awesome.
But why now, B? I'm the bad guy here. I mean, come on, man.
But see, to me,
okay, let me answer that question.
Okay,
why not now?
So are we going to can we assume who did that?
Some anonymous assumption. I don't know. Let's just say anonymous. Mm-hmm. They're a famous hacking group. They do shit like that. Let's assume. We don't know. But let's say anonymous. Mm-hmm. So
what benefit do we get out of that?
If they wanted credit to claim that they did it. Number two, I mean, you know, you got to give YG and Nipsey Hussle some credit. At least they said it.
Oh, no doubt.
Plenty of people making those records.
That's not
though.
The point. The point is this. We have songs on the radio that say everything except for fuck. And right. It goes unsaid, basically.
Right. The edited version.
Right. Right. So it's edited, but you know what the fuck they're talking about. So I don't understand that. But it's not so much of it ain't got shit to do with Donald Trump. It's like, why and for what reason? What do you expect to gain out of this? I don't see anything positive coming out of it except for a couple of laughs, maybe.
I think it's a positive. I think that
right now they're just being an irritant.
Right. And look, and let me tell you something. You know, civil disobedience is, that's what it is, civil disobedience. We are going to disrupt traffic. We're going to march in front of the state capitol. Oh, you know what? If I'm smart enough and if I can hijack some radio stations around here and play that record, I would do it. Just to be a nuisance, you know? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Political movements have started on just basically, you know.
Okay. I mean, I'm just asking because, first of all, we're talking about radio, which plays all the worst shit anyway. And I think that song, though there's respect to them for making it, it doesn't make a statement.
So
to me, this goes to an even bigger thing. To me, it's like, See, this is what happens when you go completely digital and you let a computer completely run everything. Somebody can hack this shit.
Yes.
And if you had actual people sitting in there, this would never have happened. Right. Because that song would have played one time and it would have hit stop and played something else. You know what I'm saying? When you got computers that somebody controls from one central hub somewhere, you're done.
That nigga drinking coffee like he watching dinosaurs at Jurassic Park.
That nigga was like, when he looked up, he was like, oh, fuck, trying to blow the foam off his fucking Starbucks.
Out there.
This nigga, oh, shit.
And he couldn't do nothing about it.
Goddamn thing is over. It's done.
What was that? The Outer Limits. Remember the Outer Limits, B?
Oh, yeah.
We now return control of your television.
Exactly. Yo, you know, and this is what I'm saying, yo. Look, to me, the fact that the radio station got hacked, I know what you're saying, G, but I'm sorry. The Central is what he played. So let's say, I don't know these stations' format, so let's say it's urban. And so they broke from the regular programming, from the regular R&B niggas who's talking about sticking it in chicks on a regular. Let's say they broke into that. Or let's fuck it. Let's say they broke into some big and rich, Trump niggas.
Those niggas were probably country stations like a motherfucker. They probably picked the people very well. They made sure the people that were listening were Trump supporters.
So, yeah,
more than likely.
Right. You know, I mean, I'm down with that, yo. I don't have anything negative to say about that. I mean, now, look, I know what you say. To give you equal time, though, Swerve. See, YG and Nipsey Hussle made that shit hella long before the election. They didn't just do this. That record been out. So you got to give, you know, it's not like they weren't like you thinking forward. Let's cut this nigga off before he get elected. But obviously he did. Right. So, you know.
So another thing is that comes to my mind is like, it all this stuff matters. All of it is important. But like, say when the, I don't know if it's still happening because I haven't seen it on the news, but like when cops was just murking at will, right? You know, how come nobody didn't hack the radio talking about fuck the police or something like that?
Because they made that one song out of Ferguson and everybody went back to business as usual.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
So we know what happened
and
with
there
that.
We go.
Right. So we know what happened with that. But we'll see. We'll talk about this in the future because I'm sure hopefully they're at work trying to hack some other radio stations. So
and not to say that the maligned Mr. President Donald Trump is getting hammered around the world. So it's not like this is a great out of the way thing, because everybody hates Donald Trump pretty much.
they didn't hate him enough to elect his ass, though.
Look, hey, see, well, man, I'm not gonna.
Didn't if you listen to the people that's against it, the people voted for that lady.
Yeah, what happened then? Yeah,
that electoral college.
Well, I'm not.
What happened?
Let's get out of the political, because I can go down that rabbit hole real quick.
I think we've done that enough anyway.
Right, you know.
It's time to get back to the digest.
All right, back to the previous program. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is T.I. made the rounds on New York radio station, and he talked about a couple of things, from publicly chastising Lil Wayne, trap music that has gone too far, in his own retirement. So, calm down, son. Let's go through the joints. He's had a couple of spots in New York. There's no need to blast them. They get enough publicity as it is. The first thing that I picked up is that one of the things he talked about was Lil Wayne when he was all high up on TV talking about, my life matters. You see that white man? He filming me. My life matters. Fuck that. You know, Lil Wayne.
Yeah, your Lil Wayne is awesome, D. Lil Wayne is awesome.
When Wayne went off the rails, well, apparently, of course, T.I. took the Instagram and chastised Lil Wayne, and he talked about that. T.I. is a different guy right now. T.I. is a more mature guy. You see the man, I guess, T.I. was really going to become. But in your estimation, you know, people jive got on T.I. a little bit swerved because he was criticizing Wayne. You know, I mean,
short can artists, because even our boy Sim City was dissing Wayne.
Yes, he was.
That shit.
Yes, he was.
So once again, as I'm going to hammer in every single time with these microwave mentalities, they forgot that Lil Wayne did that shit, I guess.
Well, my thing is that when we talk about other artists, and we constantly talk about this on the Digest, on an array of a lot of different topics, can artists hold other artists accountable? T.I. felt like he had a relationship with Lil Wayne, that I'm going to talk to him like a brother, and I'm going to hold him accountable because what he was doing was some bullshit. T.I. said his kids ran up on him and was like, damn, you know, in the midst of that Ferguson shit, T.I., yo, what's up with Wayne? He ain't down with the movement? You know, what do we think about that? Because cats never want to hold artists. I guess you can't hold artists responsible for their art, though, or their lyrical content.
No, you can't do it for that. You really can't. It's hard. You can give your opinion, but we're talking about outside of music, though. We're not talking about Wayne's music. We're talking about his civic responsibility, if there is such a thing for artists.
Right.
The only thing I got to say about that, as far as negative against what T.I. did, was if that's supposed to be your Libra brethren, why are you talking about it on a radio station or online or anywhere? You should be able to call that nigga directly on the phone or get in contact with him, and y'all can speak this out directly.
Well, T.I. actually did have an answer for that, and T.I. was like, you know, he did it under the guise of, not so much even for Wayne, but he did it from the guise of maybe Wayne fans, maybe guys who are going to ride for Wayne, to let them see the error of their ways. So T.I. actually had an answer for that. So,
well, then you need to separate that shit. Then you need to say, I'm getting that Wayne fans, not my brother Wayne, right?
Okay.
Now.
All right. So. And number two, he talked about, and this is not an order, this is just in general, when trap music goes too far. T.I. really went and took the responsibility in saying that the modern day trap music phenomenon is pretty much what he brought into popularity, meaning trap as drug dealing, you know, and he talked about anything from them little niggas with these money phones on up, and said that he had a big responsibility in making such music popular. And you guys got an opinion on that?
So he was taking responsibility?
Taking responsibility. Yeah. I applaud
that. He was
that.
Taking responsibility.
I ain't mad at that.
Not at all, because in the clubs or the streets or wherever we should meet.
Damn right. rubber band me. Man. Rubber band man like exactly. A motherfucker. Yes, sir.
So, band man.
So
higher than the Taliban.
Wow.
He said that, if he manned up and took that responsibility, hey, that's a good start.
He did, yes. And he also, this is number three, talked about getting past his own criminal mindset. He basically got up there and admitted for a lot of his life. He basically, in our words, I'm paraphrasing, he was a jail nigga.
Wow.
And talked about how, you know, his kids and growth and maturity seem to have gotten him past the jail nigga mentality.
Now, see, I can
some
appreciate
people,
that.
Kids will do that.
Let me tell you something. tell you what, man, T.I. is a smart guy. A smart guy, because right now Donald Trump is going ham. And he's going to continue to go ham. And when we talk about who's going to be on point, who's... T.I., I'm not saying he's going to be on point, because he talked about even his own limitations. They asked him, if Donald Trump wanted to meet with you, how would you handle it? And he said he would meet with Trump, but he would take people, other people who could handle Trump, you know, like Andrew Young or, you know, the real smart guys, you know, with him.
Men. Was it Andrew Young a pointer?
Yeah, but
on the balcony.
Let's get by that real quick, yo. Let's hold that. But he was saying, but what he was using Andrew Young and Congressman John Lewis, those two guys, as an example, as the people he got to take up there with him, who's probably going to be able to handle Trump on a lot of different ways, you know. And, you know, he was just being honest, because they talked about. They talk about all them other niggas that you like to talk about. They talk about that Ray Lewis and them, these other niggas showing up there sight unseen. Steve Harvey, you know, up there dancing and shit, you know.
Smiling. Shook too, actually.
Hey, well, whatever. I'm saying. So, you know, T.I. was like, yo, I could give him my opinion, but I'm going to bring some weight with me, you know.
Yeah, I got a real problem right now. I was trying to hold back, but it's like.
Then go in.
I get tired of hearing people talk about Donald Trump. You think any of these damn documents that he signed in the last 2 weeks, he wrote these 1,000-page documents, he just all of a sudden came up with this shit? This shit was in plan waiting for him to sign. B, he didn't even read the shit.
No, that's true.
So,
I agree.
It ain't Donald Trump that we need to be, well.
We said that before, that Donald Trump is not going to be the problem.
But it's not him.
No, this all these motherfuckers, all he has to do is rubber stamp the shit.
Right.
It's already been laid out.
But I'm saying, but you're asking a guy like T.I. and you're actually asking the regular Joe citizen to be like, you know, you're right. Trump is almost like an idiot savant. Where the real, but on the real deal, in the background, it's Steve Bannon and them niggas.
Of course.
You know, I know what you're saying. Just like, you know, when Bush was in office, it was Cheney. And Bush then Jr. when Reagan was in office, you know what I'm saying? You might have had Cap Weinberger or somebody like that running that shit. Right. I get it. You know, I'm a politico. I get that. But your average cat.
It's all they see is Trump.
All they see is Trump. And what's going to motivate them is Trump. I mean, Trump is going.
Okay, so, what's going to motivate people that I'm being involved with and hearing? What's going to happen is, okay, they're going to get Trump out of office. Okay. Everybody's going to dance in the streets. But so the fuck what? Shit's still going to be.
Shit's going to be fucked up. Right, because they will have done enough damage that it will be fucked up.
They've already put all their policies in place.
But let's get back to T.I. really quickly, because, again, I know what you're saying, Swerve, but you're trying to do what I was doing in the election. Trying to say certain people in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, that certain 10-15%, if we can get them out.
B, all I have to say is what you said. Fuck your feelings. Vote. Fuck how you feel about Trump. Fuck how you feel about Hillary. Go and vote for Hillary, because she's the best chance to beat this nigga and get him the fuck out of there. Even though you may not be fucking with her, you had to vote for her.
Yeah,
no matter what.
But what Swervin is doing is what I was doing. And you've seen the results. Okay, so I'm right there with you, son. I'm right there with you. Number four, they talked about him being one of the principal owners, celebrity owners, in with Tidal. And they talked about Jay-Z for a hot second. And they both came to the conclusion that, you know, T.I. was like, look, you got to realize what people don't realize. That Jay-Z has a larger, a bigger agenda. And cats need to get off Jay. And want Jay to succeed, because the only way we're going to be able to take this music thing and own it ourselves is the way Jay is currently doing it. So T.I. has bought all the way in. They talked about the value of title being one thing. Then after Sprint came in and added money, the value shot up to, you know, a certain other dollar amount. Kurt G, title is black owned. We gotta support Jay.
You ain't gotta support him. I understand that you ain't gotta support him, but
because cats think I'll be dissing.
You do.
I don't be dissing Jay. Not what's on the
benefit,
title. But
what's the benefit of? I just of announced. Jay-Z?
But yeah, there's title. Where I was going. Okay. But see, you ain't got it. You ain't got to support the black owned shit. But what is the benefit of supporting him? What is? Show us what exactly he is doing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Show us that his way of doing things is better than what's already happening.
Well, T.I. gave the old example and the age old example of any artist. Any genre of music, specifically minorities, meaning African Americans, building the music industry and owning zero at the end of the day. So you take the modern day record industry, which is basically founded by gangsters, but the earliest inception of people making records, African Americans, okay, like Louis Armstrong and them, you know, back in them days, they recorded like a motherfucker. And didn't get a penny.
Robert
off
Johnson.
Records. Robert Johnson. All the above. Recording didn't get a penny. So T.I. is using basically that example from day one. But how we gotta take steps, and Jay is on the step. Russell ain't do it. You know, Coons ain't do it. None of these other niggas who wanna claim a lot of shit. Okay?
But see, here's
but
what I'm saying.
Jay is the one who came to me. Meaning T.I. Jay's the one who came to Rihanna, you know, Kanye, whoever else is involved in ownership of title. You know, isn't that shit what we was talking about a long time ago when I was like, how come we don't get Coons and Jay Prince and Birdman and all these other niggas who are really running their artists is on the charts from top to bottom, okay, going up to Universal and saying the music stops now. Until we get all a better deal.
Okay, but they're all going to be getting better deals for themselves.
Oh, see, there you go.
Who exactly. else is eating? You know what I'm saying? Because I remember Rockefeller being black owned, and he was part of that. Yep. I didn't see them changing anything.
But Rockefeller was black owned as Rockefeller entity, but they were owned by whether if it was Universal or PolyGram or whoever owned the bigger stake in Def Jam at that time. Jay was still working for somebody.
Okay, then how about this? Motown was black owned, and they was robbing niggas.
And Barry Gordy sold
robbing
that shit.
Niggas.
Yes, he was. Yes,
so
he was.
Here is where I come in then. So, as I said, what is the benefit of just supporting Tidal because Jay-Z owns it? I mean, he's doing the same things that the other labels are doing.
Okay, but we don't.
Except he's black.
Okay, but hold up. But Jay is not doing the same thing. And this is where I'm in a strange position and defending Jay.
This is strange.
Jay is giving them more money per stream.
Oh, so he's giving up an extra five cents.
He's giving up more than Pandora and Spotify and them niggas.
Okay.
So it's benefiting the artists. How is it benefiting the consumers?
Right now, Jay hasn't figured that out, but he is.
That's what he needs to figure out.
Okay, but right now he's benefiting the artist, though.
So, don't give a fuck about that. Well, not an artist.
Because, the artist being benefited is a good thing. You're right. That's a good thing, but the consumer is the one that has to pay for this.
Exactly.
So you have to give the consumer a reason to want to pay for it.
And right. That's the lane I'm coming from. Not that I buy it, but I'm coming from at least a potential consumer.
Well, I'm gonna give Jay
benefit me.
I'm gonna give Jay the benefit of the doubt, and too, I was very impressed how T.I. really explained the Jay situation. And again, I know people think I'm dissing or I'll be putting a knife in Jay's back. That's not what I'm doing. When I give things about Tidal, that's strictly from the media. That's straight out of the media. You know what I mean? That's straight out of when he showed up on stage with all those millionaires demanding money. Just wasn't a good look. You got to be able to call that. You know? So. And number five, he's going to do about like three more joints. He's got concepts for at least three more albums in his head right now. And then for the most part, that dreaded hip-hop word that should be erased from the hip-hop vocabulary, retirement. Do you ever see a day T.I. is retired, G?
No.
Swerve.
You already know my answer.
I don't see it. Like you said before, I remember Igri saying that this is music. So you're never going to want to make music again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're working in some factory. You can't do that forever.
Right.
Music, you just get in there, you could be 70 and make an album.
Right, right, right. So
and everybody since, what's your boy from Oakland?
Too Short.
Ever since him, I thought, wow, Too Short's retiring.
You know who?
Man, what was he doing?
Me and Kurt G.
Everybody's doing now.
Right, me and Kurt G been in here and we've been recording the old vinyls, right? And you talk about retirement. There was no announced retirement, but I'm going to name somebody that we haven't heard anything since he had hits. And he basically walked away from the game, and that was the great producer Herbie Lovebug.
Yeah.
Peace. Well, I'm out.
That we know of.
But see, he was a producer. I'm an artist, though. How many artists just flat out retire? Because most of them, they might retire, but it's not of their own volition. It's because nobody ain't checking for them no more. They put shit out and nobody ain't buying that shit. So they say, fuck it. I'm tired of this shit. I can't do it no more because I'm sick of the embarrassment or whatever.
Mm.
But if they get called up.
Exactly. If they happen to be a feature on somebody's shit and that shit blows up, believe me, they will be putting something out.
So is that why cats got mad when Macklemore called up a lot of old school MCs, shit, Melly Mel and them niggas? Niggas was retired.
That was just a bad reflection.
That's real.
Bad reflection, B.
Yes, that you are so right. Okay, so in honor of T.I., we thought we would give equal time to T.I. on the Hip Hop Digest. Ladies and gentlemen, T.I.'s count and the amount.
Wow. Damn.
T.I. has been in some trouble.
Wow.
I know he's moved past that, but you know we are the Hip Hop Digest. And
we ain't going to let you live that shit down,
we ain't
going to
let you live it down, son. I mean... We just got to be honest here. This is nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. And let's tear this page off here. Okay, here we are.
But I'm a changed man.
Yeah, he is. But we're going to still do T.I. counting the amount. Okay, in 1997, T.I. was popped for manufacturing and distributing crack cocaine. Arrested in 97.
Okay.
Arrested in charges including felony distributing of rock crack cocaine, giving authorities a false name, manufacturing and distributing a controlled substance.
Cracked out.
Sentenced 7 months in prison and 7 years of probation. That's your boy, T.I. Clifford Harris.
Damn, B, I got to call you out, man.
Okay.
I got to call you out.
Listen, after all that good shit.
You know, I'm a T.I. fan.
No, I know you are.
I'm a T.I. fan.
So the reason I'm going to bring this up, not because I'm a T.I. fan, but because of history, Hip Hop Digest history.
No doubt.
So you cut him off at the knees, B. You went into his personal shit. Everybody else that was counting him out, you hit him with a record.
What do you mean I hit him with? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Drug
possession. Oh, I see what you're saying. Right, right, right. I pulled out a record and then did the count and the amount or what they were talking about in the record.
Yes, and you could have got T.I. I was waiting.
There's plenty of records. This nigga, drugs. You could get anything from this nigga.
Okay, right. Okay, you're right. This is a count and the amount, but this is the actual facts of the count and the amount.
This is real life count and the amount.
Real life count and the amount. No doubt. But that is a good point. I take that wholeheartedly.
All right. I'm just saying.
Right. You are so right. I take that wholeheartedly. Okay. The next charge was battery. Yeah. The next charge was battery of a law enforcement officer. 2003.
He lived?
At a university mall in Tampa, Florida, T.I. and his entourage was accosted by mall security and asked to leave due to their loud behavior.
Flashlight dude, not okay. A cop.
Right, nah, but hold up.
The cops came.
Right. Tip and a company refused to leave. The police were called. Rather than leaving, T.I. instead assaulted a female sheriff on the scene. T.I. was convicted of battery of a law enforcement officer and violating probation. Sentenced 225 hours of community service.
Damn, nigga. You just won't let this nigga live it down, B.
B, these are facts.
I'm a changed man.
These are facts on the record.
Pull out a record, B.
I'm a changed man.
Okay.
Damn. I've changed.
His next charge came as a probation violation in 2003. guy's racked up a litany of charges ranging from possession of marijuana to possession of a firearm, including leaving the state of Georgia to revoke his parole. Okay, sentence a year in prison, which, let's see here, what did he do? He ended up accidentally facilitating the escape of another inmate during a video shoot.
And, he had a video shoot in prison?
Yeah, I don't know where that comes in. I don't know anything about that. It's just what I pulled off the internets. And 2 more years of probation was slapped on.
You know, T.I. once talked a man down from jumping from a building.
That don't matter.
Yo, he was a hero.
It don't matter. This nigga smacked up a lady, a sheriff, B.
Yo, and
double whammy.
Yo, but what is the name of this topic, son?
Counting the amount.
Count the amount.
All right, let's continue counting here.
It's not going to stop him, B. He got more.
Purchase of automatic weapons in 2007, before the 2007 BET Awards, where T.I. was scheduled to perform.
I definitely remember that.
His bodyguard brokered a deal to buy a who's who in automatic weapons, including not limited to pistols and sighted machine guns.
And beams.
The vendor turned out to be a federal agent. The sentence was 6 months in prison, 3 months in a halfway house, and a month of house arrest, 3 years probation, and a fine of $103,000. More community service hours were tacked on, but it did jump into a MTV series, T.I.'s Road to Redemption. So he ended up getting paid on that charge.
These niggas in a parking lot buying guns. Like, and actually, like they buying penny candy at the store.
Now, I remember when he got popped, yo. I thought he was washed on that shit, yo.
That nigga should have been washed.
Yeah, but he got money and he got good lawyers, so, you know. And certainly, here we are, his last situation. And he's been out of trouble for a long time. 2010, possession of a controlled substance. T.I. was popped with his new bride, Tamika Tiny Collette, during a routine traffic stop. Yes, sir. Close to your spot on Sunset Boulevard in L.A. Officers smelled marijuana emanating from the vehicle. A search of the vehicle revealed undisclosed amounts of marijuana and ecstasy. I couldn't really find out what the sentence is with that. He was on probation parole at that time. And that brings you to the end of T.I.'s count and the amount.
Damn, B. After all that good shit we talked about, B.
Hey, hey, if anything,
he's definitely a changed man 20 years later from the start, 97 to now.
Right, and if anything, that shows you the growth. And again, just like I even said, he talked about his jail nigger mentality. You know what I mean? So, yeah. You know, this is counting the amount. It's not a bad thing. It's just the facts. Just the facts.
Jeez.
I'm still a T.I. fan. He's a changed man. I'm happy for him. That last little political album he did, or EP.
Oh.
Keep it up. Keep doing that, T.I.
Yo, let me tell you something. T.I., and like I was saying before, is positioning himself, because as Trump continues to wild out, the community is going to look for Chuck D-type voices. And T.I. is a smart guy, and he's positioning himself to be that. Okay? While these other mumble niggas are just going along picking leprechauns, okay? These niggas, they're going to be swept up under.
Purple moons.
Yeah, these niggas is running around in a motherfucking field of blue stars, you know? But forget it. When Trump continues to wild out and the hammer comes down, they're going to be looking for leadership voices, and T.I. is perfectly positioned to be such. I'm proud of that brother.
He made a couple of great videos before the election, too, or during that whole time, so you can check those out, too. He's, you know, respect.
Indeed, respect, dude. Okay, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, Birdman dropping 500 unreleased Cash Money tracks.
That's a nigga you could do counting the amount on. Birdman. Damn near everybody we talked about could get a fucking counting the amount on his
motherfucking. I know, that's true, that's true. No doubt. But Birdman, he posted something on, I guess it was Instagram, and the question of whether the Carter 5 will ever be released remains to be seen. I don't know if Birdman's willing to do it, but that is personal. But in the vault, you've seen Birdman, all kinds of reel-to-reels, dats, ADATs, all kinds of shit posted up in the vault, and he said he's going to release 500 songs this year. The internet says Cash Money used to be the hottest label in the world. Now Birdman is scrambling to generate revenue. Okay.
You the man that's going to release all them new records, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, Juvie.
All them Juvies. look.
You heard that, huh?
And let me tell you something.
Yeah, huh?
There are guys who grew up under a lot of that hot boy shit.
The hot boys will
be scrambling to listen to that shit, B.
You think so, honestly?
I think his fans of that era.
And he'll be bringing a whole new set of fans from that era.
Well, we don't know. Now, see, these are unreleased joints. Now, they may be unreleased for reasons. Hard to say. I mean, they was already criticizing Wayne as a 13-year-old and doing a lot of that wobbly, 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 doing a lot of that shit.
Oh, so, yeah.
I mean, who's to say?
Making Robin like it's hot.
So, yo, no shouts to Birdman, yo, because he's a fucking, he's just a. He's
maybe a, Gilly the Kid to get some more money.
Maybe. Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So, you know, no shouts to Birdman. He's a fucking robber baron, I guess.
Opportunist.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, that's the capitalistic way.
All right.
He's sitting, that shit's sitting around, but you got to make some money off of it.
So, last week we talked about that Ninth Wonder shit, and he's picking joints for the Harvard library. And, of course, we knew it was going to escalate into an all-out Donnybrook and a couple of blog sites we were looking at, and it did. Our boy Robbie from Robbie Uncut threw his four up. I'm going to go through them quickly. He was like Run DMC Raising Hell, the best album by a rap group in the world at one point in time. I mean, Raising Hell, I mean, really? You got to be honest with it right there.
That's pretty good.
Public Enemy Takes a Nation of Millions, GOAT. I already said that. De La Soul is dead. He put this up here because in the world of hip-hop, getting dissed is almost the most worst thing you could do is get dissed. But he was like, De La Soul basically did a whole album of self-diss. I mean, De La Soul is dead. Complete. They shit on 3 Feet High and Rising from top to bottom. Okay, that was a self-diss. So he said, you got to put that up there for greatness. And then he threw in Gangstar, Step Into the Arena. He said, everything that's thrilling about new school rap at that time, obscure loops with crazy lyrics and the whole nine yards. So that was his four joints. I did some thinking about that topic, and I have a four even beyond the ones that we named. I believe King Killer, the original four should have been Grandmaster Flash's first album, for obvious reasons. Run DMC's first album, for obvious reasons. The third album, to be honest with you, was a huge tie. It was Houdini's second album up against the Fat Boys. But it gave the edge to the Fat Boys.
Wow.
Yeah, I gave the edge. Escape was crazy, but that was Houdini's second album. Escape was their second album. Their first album was
the Magic Wand?
Yes, the one that had Magic's Wands on it. Yeah. And had Rap Machine. It had some things on there, but not like Escape.
Well, it's not even about them. I mean, because, you know, Houdini is stupid underrated, in my opinion.
No
but
doubt.
I'm just saying, I am a Fat Boys fan, but I think they'd have been down the list, B. Wait.
I don't know. We listened to that Fat Boys album last week.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ooh.
That motherfucker had some joints on there.
Ooh. I mean, don't get it wrong. They was definitely doing what they did, but I don't know. Fat Boys, I don't know if I ought to put them in consideration for top four.
No, we ain't talking about top four.
Well, no, that was
initial four.
Well, I was just saying, not top four, but the initial four. That was just my, you know, and because again, I'm big on that Chuck D thing when he talks about tenure.
Yes.
And when I talk about records that are hugely important, okay, I'm trying to think. It must have been 83, must have been 84, I think, when all of those records came out. So everybody for Christmas got a Fat Boys tape, a Houdini tape, or a Run DMC.
Right.
Those three. I mean, that was the Fresh Fest right there. I mean, I don't know, son. I mean, I know what you're saying. When people look at albums and they an album like Illmatic and they be like, oh, y'all niggas is bugging. Fuck the Fat Boys. But
shit, ooh. Even Main Source.
Yeah, but again, that was so underground. That Main Source was, you know, is a complete work as Main Source, you know, is. Yeah. That was just stupid underground, kid. You know,
the game of baseball.
Yo, so, you know, and so in the fourth, and I said this, not that it was a great album, because at the time it was released, Two Live Crew is what we are.
two live crew.
Because you take anybody from, let's say, 40 and up, maybe a little younger, definitely a little older, their first integration to anything Southern was Two Live Crew. What We Are. Period.
All right, Shadi's period. In there too.
Or you could throw the Shadi on the back end of that. I don't know if I'm throwing him in there on something like Harvard, but I'm saying.
It, no, I'm saying, as you saying, first influence.
The first time they inclination heard Southern, that they heard anything Southern.
Shadi could be one of them.
Shadi might be down in the 80s.
No, I'm not even putting Shadi on the list, but you said the first time somebody heard something from the South was Two Live Crew. I'm saying some people could say Shadi might have been the first time they heard something from the South.
Right. And now, right. And it wasn't, there wasn't then. There was South, there was Bass Records before them, but everybody wants to talk about the national bump. You know, when that record comes out, bump. And I'm telling you, Two Live Is What We Are is one of those records. Now, certainly, look, when you're going to compare that to fucking De La Soul Is Dead and you're talking about beats and quality of lyrics, that's a whole nother argument. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking about...
But we're just talking about the list.
We're talking about tenure. So. Yes. Right. So... So shout out
not value over any others except for when they're chosen, but the ability for them to be on that list, the validity, excuse me, of them being on the list, and none of the records that you just said I can't be mad with.
Right, and shout out to you, everybody over at Robbie Uncut. Two things that had us tripping. Number one, there was an awful lot of critical beatdowns mentioned.
Yes, sir.
And Lauryn Hill was roundly dissed. Are you?
They beat that album up, son. Don't do that.
Lauryn Hill was roundly dissed.
Hell yeah, she took some lumps.
She took some fire over at Robbie Uncut. So,
yo, if people pull out Critical Beatdown now, that record was just incredible at its time and now to me.
No doubt. But like I said, I was shocked at the number of people who pulled that out over at Robbie Uncut. I mean, I wasn't shocked because that's Egghead Central.
Oh, that's over there. Eggheads.
Say it right here last week.
Yeah, that's hip-hop eggheads over there. That's pure hip-hop.
So, yeah, so I had to give a shout-out to you because I was like, oh, look at Egris. That kid representing for my man. So,
yes, sir.
No
yes,
doubt. Sir. All right, so last week, we did the electro version, and we're going to continue to do electro for a minute. On the Versus series, we had Clear versus Set It Off, and we're going to do a round table and see who won it. Swervin, Clear or Set It Off from last week.
Damn, I love both of them songs, yo. Love both of them, but here's what edged it out. Them Walker boys did a show and they was playing Clear and they was doing handlebars and all them moves that you always talk about. And that just took it for me.
Okay.
Clear. Cybertron?
Yes.
Yeah, Clear.
Kurt G.
But I love Set It Off though.
No doubt. Kurt G.
Get your old school prep onto that song.
Clear or Set It Off?
I picked Clear because that beat. Every time I hear it, like I said, all I see is niggas out there on cardboard and shit.
There you go.
Out there doing their thing and shit. So that's all I see. But like you said, Set It Off. Good gosh. And that's a party rocker.
So for me, King Killer, Clear edged it out for similar reasons like Swervin. The late, great Rick J had the speakers in the basement and going in there with a quarter beer. And them super tweeters and the mocks from Realistic was banging so hard on that Clear. Oh, that memory is just too much to my heart.
Victor Orr.
No doubt.
That's all I can think about is them dudes when they was doing it to that song. Yeah. That just took it over the edge.
So the winner this week is Clear. So now to give everybody...
unanimously this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, that's right. So, and to let everybody know, there were records that probably went together more. Like we were talking off air, and I was saying Clear should have probably been up against Twilight 22 Electric Kingdom.
Yes, sir. That should have been
But up that's
there.
Too easy. See, I'm trying to stretch you out.
Funkbox.
No, now I got
Set It Off. By Strafe should have been up there maybe with, what was the other one? Body Mechanic?
Nah.
Because they actually had lyrics.
There's a better record. Set It Off should have went up against Radio Clash.
Radio.
Oh my.
Yeah, this is Radioactive.
From the Clash?
No, I'm talking about This Is Radioactive. You remember that joint?
Oh, Radioactivity?
Not Radio Clash. Radioactivity.
Yeah, because I was about to say Radio Clash was the Clash.
No, that not the Clash. You're right. I'm wrong. Yes. They should have been together. But there's records. But see, what I'm doing with this is stretching you out. You got it. They're from the same year, but they're kind of diametrically different. So I'm stretching you out on the Versus series. So which brings me to this week's Versus series is, and we're staying in the lane of Electro. This week combatants are Man Parrish, Hip Hop Bebop, against Tyrone Brunson, the Smurf.
I already got a winner, sorry.
So fall back. Fall back till next week.
But I'm going to wait. Brunson, and I'm going to listen to him again.
He got one of my joints from back then, too, yeah, son.
So
yes, sticky indeed. Situation.
So,
oh, my goodness. Ooh, in the,
so fall back. So fall back. Fall back till next week, y'all.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
All right. Before we forget about it, here we are. Kurt G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week, we got Tragedy Gaddafi and QB Rap P Live Generals. Mm. That's Tragedy Gaddafi and QB Rap P Live Generals.
All right.
And we got Rand Reed, Still Commanding Respect. That's Rand Reed, Still Commanding Respect. And instrumental joint, Kenny Keys, Everything Must Change. That's Kenny Keys, Everything Must Change.
That's what's up. Yo, DJ Q is wondering what the instrumentals was from last week.
Was.
Wilding. So we have to find out an email.
I got it. Oh, yeah, okay. I keep track of all that shit. I'll let him know.
All right.
So next week, I'll let you know what that is, sir.
Okay. Swerving, you got anything left over?
Oh, you know, I'm looking at Twitter right now because I was laughing because DV the Boss Man says, I believe Ninth Blunder picked a Pimp the Butterfly because Rhapsody was on it.
Ninth Blunder?
Ninth Blunder.
And you know what? And Rhapsody is a home team, so he could have did a favor for a favor.
Damn, Hectic 101 says Ninth picked two bona fide classics, one female MC that may be relevant, and something for the youngsters to relate with.
Yeah, that's true.
Female MC is not maybe relevant. She's probably one of the greatest female MCs ever.
Yeah, but that album is not him.
That album is not should not be on that list, period.
I agree, and I love that record, but I agree.
And since King Killa had, what was your R&B group on your top 10?
Oh, King.
King. So I guess people know that we also get down. We are the Hip Hop Digest, but we listen to all different kinds of music. So this dude named Dwayne Pierce II put us on to this kid named October London, who happens to be Snoop's artist. So at first I was like, let me see. Yo, that dude sound like a young Marvin Gaye. You hear me?
Oh, shit.
Wow.
No,
not
shit.
Not Marvin.
Oh, shit.
Fucking artist name, October London. I'm stamping.
You're making me have to go check it out now.
All right.
You said Marvin.
October London sounds like Marvin Gaye.
That's what's up.
I have to go see.
Hey,
you got to hear that.
Hey,
I'm going to tell you if you're bugging.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, look, shout out to.
I'm not even worried.
Shout out to your man.
I'm not worried.
Yeah, we not. Shout out to your man. You know, we are older. We come from a different generation. See, we like our peanut butter and chocolate separate. So.
No doubt. Give a shout out to Bugari Black. Shout out to Creative. But then let's talk about Mr. Jamal O from Twitter. May I read what he said?
Go ahead.
Hip Hop Digest. Y'all need to watch the documentary Style Wars.
Are you fucking kidding
then
me?
Then revisit your K-Slay conversation. Dude is 100% hip hop since day one. So we need to watch Style Wars.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Maybe he doesn't know how old we really
right.
are.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Man.
Yeah, we watched Style Wars, but we did give him credit.
So, no, but shout out to your listener. One thing, if you listen to the digest long enough, you're going to realize that we go harder on our heroes than we ever do any of these young guys because they know better.
Yeah, anybody from our generation or older, we're going to give them the business.
And harder than any of these young guys. We give young guys the business, but when we catch a guy like K-Slay out there fronting and frogging, again, you know, we're going to give him the business. T.I., he got the business this week. You know, because we like T.I., we respect him. But we're going to give him the business. So
it was just funny to me that I'm assume he's a young man. If this is his picture on his profile, I'm just assuming. But for him to assume that we never saw Star Wars.
Yeah, you kidding me? You fucking kidding me?
We appreciate the comment, though.
All you see.
Yeah, I might not have watched many of the Beef series DVDs, but I damn sure saw Star Wars.
Shout out to your man, and remember, all you see is crime in the city. I'm out.
That's what's up. That's going to wrap it up. Thank you for all the people that participate. Again, we put you in them fish bowls so you can get on. We might start giving away T-shirts depending on what's going on. We're going to talk about that when we get off in the post game and see what's good with that. But we appreciate y'all.
Yo, thanks for listening. Keep listening. No doubt. Peace.
One.
Holla.
Of rap greatness, I determine my life around the sound of the piano and bass hits, the basics of this hip-hop matrix, this graveyard rap quest built on the day shift. I shake shift and get into shape quick, cause when pads make the call, I spit grade A shit, and my label a bitch, so I save up chips, cause who the fuck gonna hold me down besides Crip? Who the fuck can control my sound? Stallone got me, Scott be making my vocal sound so cocky. Who got me? Yeah, my dog's most likely. So my niggas think God
strike
hating,
me. I'm taking your life. Take my advice, it's basically right. If money's the root of all evil, then Satan is right. Break me in twice, I'm in two. That makes me a who. That makes me a double-headed rap, and I'll make me a boo. Yeah. Next to the one I'm in now, so that they can see two. Crazy motherfuckers light a fire up under these roofs. Maybe it's true, I am a rapper, maybe a truce. Between my ego and my pride can make me the truth. Maybe I do need powder to make me some juice.
Through the craziest rain, I burst through firewalls while lazy niggas complain. Your prime came and went, and you ain't make it. It was right in front of your face. You ain't take it, never be me. I can't live with that, cause the youth that I got, I can't give that back. I'm a general, commendable, overall dependable. Looked out at times, but most times I'm sensible. Live for the minute, the moment, the older I get. Want the digits rolling over when it's over, that's it.
Yeah. Call me Eddie Brock, venom with machete chop, Penny Rock, guzzling, hustling for many blocks. You want a battle bad, you ain't Sir Galahad. You pussy say you pack heat like Shaq's travel bag. But you ain't got no gun or paper in your luggage. The only 9 mil you have get you fries and nuggets. We stack bucks like a Stoic or Jack Sigma. My rhymes will travel back in time and attack Hitler. Look at Money Grip trying to buy his life back. You ain't a Pharaoh dog, bring them by his life back. With the army, get your nice pack. Yeah. Cause we don't fuck around, dog. You know what's like that.
Anybody go against me, getting tortured and slain. And slaughtered in Maine. We robbing rappers off with they chain. I'm a cannibal eating motherfucker, start with they brain. They say that Pazzy ends are previously thought to be sane. I fought through the pain, established a remarkable reign. LaMotta, Pazzy ends are Marciano, all in the same. We could have signed a couple deals, but what they offered was lame. And that's regardless of the fact that we was awkward with fame. And I remember me and Justin Law with Spark on the train. And talk about how we was going to leave a mark in the game. We back together and we bringing back the dark to the game. And you know that we put our motherfucking heart in the game.
Yeah, it's like that. You know it's like that. There ain't an army, that can strike back.
Hey yo, it's like that. Hey yo, it's like that.
There ain't an army that can strike back. It's like that. You know it's like that. There ain't an army that can strike back.
Hey yo, it's like that. Hey yo, it's like that.
testicular fortitude, the more than rude attitude, go with the Jordan shoe, I'm soaring through, wave fly mentality, stay high, hierarchy, I'm skywriting lines with a sharpie, that's a chemtrail, study the cloud, see the detail, I'm selling you style below retail, blackout deal, trap house skill, I flip product, and never reveal the correspondent, street level plot, metal to your bumble clock, season seckle to heckle with a humble shot, congregate from the pyramids to plantations, delivering the most riveting assimilation, prescribed by the Oxnard Medical, designed by the good doc, the rhymes all legible, reading in week, the streets say it's textbook, so I keep a summary for beef like the best cook, look, fly niggas stay fly like a jet on a fly, what's your net worth? You stay bagging up dimes, I'm in a house full of dimes with the best work. Blow your mind by design, you can never touch mine, I'm an expert. You steady trying to get signed, shit I'm talking dollar signs, I collect verse. Big syllable, integral bar, biblical. Scribbled in the scripture, the picture is all critical, the fight seem epic. 3D sword is geometric, cut like they rolling the credits, now let it soak in and marinate. No men to delegate, you delicate, it ain't enough juice to get your arrow straight. Pause on the playback, since the 8-track, I remain sharp like a needle in a haystack. Surrounded by concubines and peasants, wealth willed into existence, I am legend. Supreme intellectual, Minecraft exceptional, conceptual, when dealing with bars, no correctional. Let the wine drip, celebrate the fine print, translate the language that was hidden in the content. Salute a five-star soldier with flash, I go to war for the words that I throw on the pad, respect the craft. Fly, niggas, stay fly like a jet on a fly, what's your net worth? You stay bagging up dimes, I'm in a house full of dimes with the best work. Blow your mind by design, you can never touch mine, I'm an expert. You steady trying to get signed, shit I'm talking dollar signs, I collect first.
I take it to your crew and blame the school y'all.
Make you understand and respect flies again. Talk shit, I wire, give me a lick.
Put the mic down, whack rookies.
Beware, microphones break from my intake.
No one can do it better.
I'm deadly when I pull the pen out.
Love is two souls joined together as one.
School your boys.
Love is flowers for no reason. Love is telling her all the things she wants to hear until you get the draw.
One, two, yeah. One, two, one, two, yeah. Yeah.
No abandons, advantage, impending, winning quotes. I land this in dope. Winning jersey, commanding for hope. Commanding cadence, float, cloud smoke, radiate the foes. Deadly strokes, aliens tailored to kill when we provoke. Up to speed, combined teams, socket knees, double squeeze. Hand on the pump, trouble funk, hustling for cheese. German beast, cosmic streets, chronicle on sheets. Honorable and most responsible for tagging on the creep. Incomparable heat, top elite, spot day to feed. Hottest, modest, but motherfuckers get bodied over beats. More than fascinating for roaches and focus bar spit. Combat, office, like riots and charges. Regardless, no expiration dated, inflated for operation. Daily occupation dictated through shots we taken. Aberration fell, notches in the belt. We a box set, not to average duo. Jersey rhyme vest. Niggas can't handle the heat, rants rambling noise. Jersey boys, pop toys, rock filling the void. Combat, artifacts. Your niggas can't handle the heat, rants rambling noise. Jersey boys, pop toys, rock.
Recommended splendid friendship, friends, bliss, social chatter. Like, hi, I'm a rapper considered hard rocking after. No longer satisfied with just battling guys. All that whoop you cry, die, survivors don't advertise. My type of English you should find distinguished. It's been documented, people done seen it. It's not a secret, how convenient. On a trip to Queens in between shows on the weekend, we done creeped in, jumping off the deep end. Tested, no questions, blessing sessions, we invested. In the future like children, artifacts, lunary skill blends. Empty hip-hop spots, we filled in. When we killed them, we still in the building. Put M emphasis on the wrong syllables. And lots of battles, stomping through Jersey, dirty controversy. Non-stop, rock from 2 to 1:30. Picked off teams with plastic sports, with barking villains. Can't handle the heat, rants rambling noise. Jersey boys, pop toys, rock filling the void. Goon bap, on the facts. Them niggas can't handle the heat, rants rambling noise. Jersey boys, pop toys, rock filling the void. Goon bap, on the facts. Them niggas can't handle the heat, rants rambling noise. Jersey boys, pop toys, rock filling the void. Goon bap, on the facts. Them niggas can't handle the heat, rants rambling noise. Jersey boys, pop toys, rock filling the void. Goon bap, on the facts.
Manipulating suckers, cause it's them that I be schooling. Poetry, emotions at the top My son was born on the 28th of December. Now back to the skills of poetry. I'm knocking. I'm going nationwide, so you know that I'll be clocking. It's like a new talent, cause you know you cannot win. Rap is my domain, and I'm rolling in a fan. But not trying to brag, even though I know I can. DMD is best, yet you claim it to the man. To take me out, but you know that isn't true. Cause I'm preaching poetry.
And what the hell are you?
What the hell are you? Stand on the mic when you know you cannot rattle. Lyrics on the mic that will make me want to battle. Stay the hell back, why don't you get up out my face? Cause I'm preaching poetry, cause God gave me grace doing damage. Behind me, nice knocking suckers out. I'll be a beat with the heavy mic control. Slaying sucker punching poetry that's on a roll. Not leave aside because I can't afford to do it. Going to the top and from the start, you suckers knew it. DMD devastating, my demand is what it means. Coming in your city, rocking mics and killing scenes. Fresh from the west, poetry is what I'm knocking. Suckers that doubted are the ones that I'm shocking. Iceman's down and I know he'll never leave me. Try me or deny me, try to front me or deceive me. Rockin', shockin', rockin' till I prove I rock the best. If you think that you could tell me, then go put me to the test. I'm not a little wet, but you know you are a trier.
You better get a call, watch me, step up higher.
Because you started rapping first, I will admire you, but you're wrong, because to me you're still a trier. See, I'm from L.A., and my rap is coming hard. I'm making crazy dollars, I don't need a Visa card. Girls that I know I didn't diss and say forget it, because I'm just a rapper and I'm not big-headed.
Now rockin' for the
poor, no, no, rockin' for the poor. I rock it cause I'm sharp, 92 get paid in full, doing damage. Damage.
Yeah, that's money, cold cash money, homie. Pay the food,
doing
that's
damage.
Yeah,
bass for your face, now I put you in your place. You're trying to think, but your mind is still erased. Knowledge in your knowledge, that won't make you feel relaxed. You hear me on the stage and come around a friendly hat. Lyric rhyme king, poetry amongst the best. Down with Iceman, and I know he'll never fast. Tonight is the night that I make you up a spy. Cause I'm doing deep, proving that you are a trier.
Down with the werewolves, the
taking over titles, and your eagles are wrecked. Times got rough, but my poetry is down. And now all you suckers looking silly like a clown. So stay the hell back, why don't you get up out my face? Cause lyrics coming strong, blinding suckers like Mace. Taking over this city, yeah, I plan to hold it down. And I'm DMD, and I do not need a crown. Condemning all you suckers, will be soon you all will notice. The DMD is hard, and the point to why I wrote this is to let you know that I'm coming like a rage. And I won't be a joke once the master hits the stage. All you suckers realize it. The DMD is down and you know that I'm advising you to join my team, sucker punk. You understand the DMD devastating superpower. My demand is doing damage.
Yeah, that's right.